Hello.
Is Kaylee there?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you starting to vote?
Probably vote. 100%.
Okay, thank you so much. Perfect. And may I know your age?
I'm 30.
Thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you so much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Senate, and Congress and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10. I will be voting.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove their job. The first one
okay.
will be Sherrod Brown as senator.
You broke up a little bit. You said Sheriff Brown for senator
yes.
for Ohio?
Yes, correct.
And what... what, like, least or highest? What are we doing? What's the number?
Of course. Well, the options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I strongly disapprove him.
Thank you so much. Next one, Donald Trump as former president.
I 1,000% support him.
Thank you so much. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Marcy who?
Marcy Kaptur.
Is she the like District 9 area? Let me see here.
Well, I can tell, to be honest. We just have her as Marcy Kaptur, the congresswoman.
Okay. You know, to be honest with you, I don't know if she's is she Republican or Democrat, do you know?
She is Democrat.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. And last Point one, Joe Biden. Okay, no
oh,
worries.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next one, Joe Biden is president.
I think he's to be in prison.
Okay, and would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I would say strongly disapprove. Mexican
okay.
for Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, you can let me know. The options are always very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
okay.
or very unfavorable. Okay. So the first one will be First Energy.
So, I don't know. I would say I disapprove. I don't really care for First Energy. They rip off a lot of people in Ohio.
Okay, no worries. But in this case, if you have to choose one of the four options, which one would you say?
Disagree.
Well, the options are actually somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
Just say somewhat unfavorable. Sorry,
okay.
you, I'm here, I hear about every third or fourth word.
Oh, so I'm breaking up?
Yeah, I'm actually in Arkansas right now, and so I'm in a kind of outskirts of town, so sometimes I just moved outside, so I can hear you much better now.
Oh, okay, no worries, I can wait.
You're good. What's the next one? So I'm doing strongly favorable or unfavorable, that's what we're doing?
Yes. Well, the options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Okay, I got
okay.
you.
Next one is Mercy Capture again.
I'm very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Derek Merring.
You said Derek Merry?
Merring. Mm-hmm.
Merring. Oh, okay. I would say I am strongly favorable, Merring. Somewhat
okay.
favorable. I don't
oh,
know much
uh-huh.
about him. I
okay.
just know he's a Republican.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden again.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable, just like Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And last person, Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or Republican?
I will vote for a Republican.
Thank you so much. If the election, for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Capture or Republican Derek Merring?
Derek Merring.
Thank you. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capture, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
There is a zero chance that I would ever vote for any Democrat.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for your opinion. Next one. Now I'm going to read a statement that some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capture. Mercy Capture is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting new illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, the question is, does this statement makes you much less likely to vote for Capture, so much less likely to vote for her, or does not make any difference?
It will make me more unlikely to vote for her. How do you not laugh when you read some of these things?
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Oh, my gosh. Let's
no,
raise
don't
taxes
worry.
And let more people into the country. That's brilliant. No.
Okay, no worries. Now, I would like to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merring. After each statement, please indicate if this makes you feel, if this makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you think it's not true, you can let me know. The first one is, Derek Merring wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merring's bill will persecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merring's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Now, would you like me to read the options again?
No, it makes no difference. I still vote for him, even though that policy sucks and I don't agree with it. It's still better than a Democrat.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Next statement. If the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand for with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, and it will raise the retirement age.
Yeah, it makes no difference. It won't change my opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. Next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Mary wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What do you think?
I think if you don't pay your rent, you should be evicted. It doesn't matter if it's a holiday or not. I'm for that. Strongly.
Okay.
It made me vote for him again.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt's South extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
So, I guess, is this the only question that you guys have? Is there another question, the same question for Democrats?
Oh, no, yes, it's independent. Don't worry. I mean, it applies either you will be Republican or Democrat.
No. I'm saying because Republicans buy dumb shit all the time, and so do Democrats. So, I mean, it makes no difference. They both do it. They both buy ridiculously expensive stuff while other people are struggling. So it won't make a difference.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We're just two statements to go. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job they to get workers' compensation, Merritt voted even no on that.
Yeah, it makes no difference because the counterpart to that was the Republicans have been trying to get employers to pay for all kinds of stuff regarding medical. So, I mean, and fight for increasing, lowering the cost of income so stuff gets less expensive anyway. And so I'd have to say if things are less expensive, people don't need that second income all the time to survive. So I agree with his vote. Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you so much. And the last statement, Tess. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption.
They had to bail out First Energy. There was the counter to that would have cost the state more money. So, I mean, I'm for that.
Oh, okay.
No,
and would you say no difference, more likely, not true? Or what
no,
would be your option?
No difference.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for him?
I'm still voting for him.
Okay, just since this is an open question, let me just write down your answer. Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Carter or Republican Derrick Mary?
Derrick Mary.
Okay, thank you so much. And this, the last couple of questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a bachelor. I have 4 bachelor's degrees.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you say not strong Republican or strong Republican?
I'm a strong Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, and not important at all.
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your opinion. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Just question for you real quick.
Of course.
Out of all the people you call on a regular basis, how many of them have the same belief? Like, is there a lot more Republicans than Democrats, or is it the other way?
Well, to be honest with you, I cannot disclose that information, but it's, let's say that it's equal. It's just, you know, it's random. So it can be like half and a half. I can tell
okay.
for sure. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
All right, cool.
But still, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.